Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and we're glad you joined us today.
And my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Now, every Saturday, we like to review all those things that we've learned together this week.
Right, we learned about Youth Day, and we even flew kites at the park.
Don't forget about that mystery. Well, friends, let's watch those lessons together, then we'll have some questions.
Hello, everyone. This is the LTE TV News Report. I'm Rob. Young people are important. That's why many places celebrate Youth Day, 青年节. But different places celebrate the holiday on different days. There are 1.8 billion people between the ages of 10 and 24. Young people can do a lot of things. They have dreams and ideas. They can help their countries. They can make a difference in the world. To make a difference in their countries, youth need to go to school. Countries are responsible for building schools. They should have good schools for children. School should not be expensive, so all children can go. Children must learn reading, writing, and other basic things. Without education, young people cannot have a good future. Young people can make a difference now. They do not have to wait until they are adults. They can volunteer to help others. One group called Step 30 asked youth to help. Step 30 wanted to collect shoes for children in Africa. Youth in many schools helped collect the shoes. Those shoes went to Africa to help children. Collecting shoes is a small thing, but it can really help others. This is Rob for LTE News Report. See you next time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about after-school activities. Please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Ted. Hello, Ted. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
You're a teacher, right, Ted?
Yes, I am a high school teacher. I teach math. Besides teaching math, I help with an after-school club.
What club is that?
It's a service club. The students in the club do projects to help others.
That sounds like fun.
It is.
Tell us about some of your projects.
Well, we do projects to help our neighbors. In November, we collected food for the local food bank.
That's good. Everyone needs to have enough to eat.
Yes, the students in the club want to make a difference.
What else have you done?
We also collected winter coats, hats, and gloves. Then we gave them to poor children.
That's another good project.
Projects like these are important. They help students think about others.
That's good. We make our communities better when we help others.
In the news, we often read about bad things young people do, but they can do a lot of good things too.
Yes, they can. And they do.
That's right. We should ask our students to think of ways to help others.
Great. Well, keep up the good work.
Wow, the weather is windy today.
I know. It messed up my hair. Look at it.
Don't worry. You look fine.
I don't think so. But I can fix my hair. I don't like windy days.
I do. I really like windy days.
Really? Why?
Because I can fly a kite. That's really fun.
Hey, Ben. Do you like the wind? It's really blowing hard.
I know. This is good weather for kites.
Do you fly a kite very often?
Yes, but I need a new one.
Let's go look at kites tonight. Then I can buy one too.
Fun! I want a big one.
Okay, let's fly our kite. How do you do that?
You don't know? Well, first, you have to hold the kite up high.
Like this?
Yes. Now, I hold the string and I run. Now let go of the kite. The wind can carry it high into the sky.
Okay. Oops, it didn't fly.
That's okay. Let's try again.
It's fun to fly a kite. Alex, where is your kite?
Do you see that tree? It's caught in the branches.
I'm sorry. Can you get it down?
I think so, but I have to climb the tree.
That is a tall tree. Do you really want to climb it?
Well, I have to climb it. I don't want to lose my kite.
Did you fly kites with Ben yesterday?
Yes, it was fun. Until my kite got stuck in a tree.
Uh-oh. Did you get your kite down?
Well, I climbed the tree to get it, but then I got stuck in the tree.
Oh no! How did you get down?
I had to jump down.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, but I ruined my kite.
Oh, okay. Can we go fly kites again?
Sure, but let's go to a different place.
Yes, the trees in the park make flying a kite difficult. Alex and his kite got stuck in one.
That's too bad. Let's go fly kites in a field next time.
Sure. Maybe Ben and Alex can come with us.
Good idea. But Alex will have to buy a new kite first.
I am walking to work. It takes 15 minutes. First, I pass a school. Then I pass a pet shop and a park. Sometimes I stop at the pet shop. I look at the cats in the window, but all the lights are off. The shop is closed today. Near the park, I get a phone call. I answer the phone. It is a police officer.
A man took money from the bank this morning. He is tall. He is wearing black pants and a black shirt. And he has a backpack,
the police officer says.
Thank you,
I say to the officer. Then I see a man with a backpack in the park. He is wearing black pants and a black shirt. I walk toward him. He looks nervous.
Hi, I have a question for you,
I say.
Where were you this morning?
I ask him. He thinks for a second. Then he says,
"Well, I was at the pet shop. I want a new cat, but I don't like any of the cats there."
"Nice try,"
I say.
"Let me see that backpack."
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the show.
That's right. It's a good way to review and will also help you answer them, too. But remember to try at home. Okay, what's that first question for me?
All right, the first question is, who can make a difference in this world?
Super Sentence Man.
Well, yes, but he wasn't in our lesson, Peter. Try again.
Well, it's about youth day. Youth can make a difference. They really can. Okay, I have a question for you. Youth can make a difference, but how can countries help youth make a difference in their world?
Okay, they can give them a good education.
Yeah, that's right. Well, do you have a quick question for me?
Sure. Okay, Alex loses his kite. How does this happen?
Oh, I remember. This is terrible. It gets caught in a tree.
Yes, that's right. It does get caught in a tree. All right, well, those were some great questions. Right now, we have to take a short break. We'll be right back, but don't go away. Welcome back from the break. Did you enjoy this month's mystery? Mr. E can solve a mystery by just walking to work.
That's right. He knew the right question to ask the man in the park. When does that pet shop open? I want to go there.
All right. Well, now it's time for us to watch our features again. Let's watch them one more time.
Well, hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's file. And this is my daughter. Her name is Sonia. She's 20 months old. Almost everyone loves babies and little children. They are cute. They can do funny things. People like to talk to them and play with them, or watch them crawl around. Babies can't do anything for themselves. They need someone to feed them, hold them, play with them, and change their diapers. Babies also need to be kept safe. Babies put everything in their mouths, so parents need to watch them carefully. Small things need to be kept out of a baby's way. Babies also cry a lot. Their cries mean different things. Babies cry when they're hungry. They cry when they're hurt. They cry when they're tired. They cry when they're lonely. They cry when they need their diaper changed. And sometimes you don't know why they're crying. So we try different things to help them. A crying baby can make you worried or upset. But when a baby smiles at you, you have to smile back.
Babies are so much fun. I think being a dad is the best job in the world. Babies change fast. My daughter is growing fast. But we'll always have fun together. See you next time, everyone. Say bye-bye.
across my way. Another someone up above who cares. Shine the sunshine, sing at the moon tonight. Live a life with all the things that make the world so bright. Whoa, shine the sunshine, sing at the moon.
And welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about kites. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Kitey Flyer.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Kitey. Welcome to the show. Now, Kitey, you know a lot about kites, right?
Yes, I do. Rob, I love kites.
Perfect. Then I have a question for you. Zachary Chang of Chicago, Illinois writes, I live in a windy city. It is a great place to fly kites, but I don't have a kite. Is there an easy way to make one?
Yes, and that's a good question. There is a very easy way to make a kite, and I can show you.
Great. So what do we need?
Well, we need a piece of paper, a ruler, a pencil, a stapler, a hole punch, and some string.
I think I have all those things. Wait 1 minute. Okay, here we go.
So, all right.
What do we do now?
Well, first, we fold the paper in half.
Okay.
Very good. Next, take your ruler and measure 6.5 centimeters from one end of the folded edge and put a pencil mark there.
Okay, done.
Very good. Then, measure another 6.5 centimeters from the pencil mark and draw another pencil mark on the paper.
Okay, done.
Good. Now, take the top corner nearest to the first pencil mark and bend it down to the pencil mark.
Okay, like that.
Very good, Rob. Then pick up the paper and bend the other corner down to the pencil mark so it is even with the corner.
All right, cool. Hey, it kind of looks like an airplane.
That's right. Next, we staple the two corners together.
Okay, staple the corners together. Done. Now is it ready to fly?
Well, almost. Next, we need to punch a hole at the other pencil mark and tie a string through it.
All right. Punching a hole. Let me tie a string through it.
Very good. Now we just need some wind and the kite will fly.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time. Made a kite.
Oh, where is that Cindy anyway? Maybe I'll try calling her.
Hi, boss.
Hey, Cindy! I was just looking for you. There you are. Well, where have you been?
What do you mean?
Well, I was looking for you, and you were, well, this morning, go somewhere? I mean, were you, oh, I need a super sentence.
Where were you this morning?
Yeah, that's it. Where were you this morning?
That was a super sentence. Actually, it's a super question. Where were, or where was, someone this morning?
Thank you, super sentence man. Are you okay?
I'll be fine. Well, let's have some fun now. Can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Let me think. Yes. Where was my dog this morning?
Where was my dog this morning, Cindy?
Oh, I don't know where his dog was this morning.
No. I mean, do you have a super sentence for me?
Oh, how about this one? Where were the visitors this morning?
Where were the visitors this morning? Super questions from super people. This has been fun, but I must run. Always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, Cindy, where were you this morning?
Boss, I told you yesterday I needed to go somewhere this morning.
Oh, well, I'm very glad you're here now because I need to tell you something.
What is it?
You're fired. Now, get out and don't come back. Oh, and one other thing. Here is a hongbao for your hard work.
You mean I'm not fired?
No, you're not fired.
You were joking?
Yes. Today's April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. So, what should we do next?
Ooh, let's do something fun. How about flying a kite? Or looking at cute animals in the pet shop?
Oh, well, both sound really great, Peter. And we have the rest of the day. So, I say, let's do both.
That sounds like a great idea. I can't wait to see the kittens. All right, friends, we hope you had fun. We'll see you again on Monday, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.